Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm going home, and when I want to go home, I'm going mobile. Well, I'm going to find a home, and we'll see how it feels going mobile. Keep me moving.
The Who for Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Coach Q will join us in just a second. Did you guys see the Ryan Hartman, Scott Darling drop by the kids in the backyard?
Yeah, I did.
It's tremendous.
And not only in the backyard, but also like in the family room.
Yes. just dropping
great.
By. Hey, you guys got room for two more?
You don't.
Yeah, we do.
You don't need ice.
The Hawks do such a great job of that. As Coach Q joins us now. Coach, I know you were tied up there for a second. You missed your Who song, so let's roll it again for Coach. Tell me when you're ready, Mike. Coach likes to hear the Who, even if it's just in small pieces. Coach, this is for you.
I'm going home, and when I want to go home, I'm going mobile.
There you go, Coach. I just wanted you to get a little bit of the Who.
There you go.
So, it's a good way to start the day, right?
Sure.
Or end the day, or any part of the day. Hottest team in hockey still. You'd do my heart good if you'd spread some of the goal scoring out a little bit. Can we figure that part out?
Yeah, it's been a real good balance this year. You know, you've got a number of guys reach a 20 goal plateau, which is a big feat in itself, especially you know, how hard scoring is now in the game. And we've got some guys this year that no matter, you got Hartsey that's getting close with 18, so hopefully he can get the 20 goal mark as well. So it's balanced, and we're getting some production across the board, and it's always good to see.
What's with the 3 and 4 goal third period outbursts? It's nice to have in your pocket, but you can't always count on it, obviously.
No, don't think that's the right recipe for success. And, the last couple of games against teams that, we got another team tonight that's looking like they want to be spoilers. And, they playing hard and they're playing simple. You know, they're looking to not just upset you. They're having fun when they're playing. So it's a kind of approach we want to have tonight that let's not think that we're a 20-minute team or a third period team, although it's a good thing to find out that we can come back in games. But it's hard to do in our league. You look at all the teams' records with leads going into the third periods, and not too many teams have even given up the lead. So it's don't expect that recipe to work. The nice thing is we have gotten rolling late in games. Our last game, I didn't mind the way we were playing, but we dug ourselves a gigantic hole down 4-1 and getting a point and, had a chance to get the other one. So
yeah.
There's some good things going on at the same time, and I don't think we gave up much against, and that's usually how we measure our team anyways, what we're giving up in a chance department against us.
You address the team between periods on a regular basis, or is it only when you really feel like I got to get the team together and tell them all something?
No, we always go in there before we go out for periods, and at the end of the game, we don't address them after games, and we'll visit that in the morning or the next day.
But in between periods, is it adjustment stuff, generally speaking?
Yeah, we always give them three things to be aware of, what we're looking to do, whether it's an adjustment or things that we can look to apply or be aware of what they're up to. And we'll go over a couple of ideas, PK or power play-wise as well. So it's our guys, and usually on the bench, just kind of rehashing some of the same things that we'll be saying in the bench during the middle of a period.
Can you tell which guys aren't listening? Like if you look around the dressing room,
like all of them?
Well, I know any great coach has great teacher in him, right? So it's like a teacher in front of a class, and there's always one kid who is pretending to pay attention. You know they're not.
Say there's one or two. I don't know. Everybody. There's always something going on at the same time, but we like to think that they're listening, and it's not like it's really sophisticated stuff we're telling them. So some guys they're in tune, and it's very short message as well.
And Panarin can always pretend he doesn't understand
right.
the language.
Right,
Dave, say hi to Coach.
Good at it.
So I want to ask you about one of your veterans, John Hayden. He's got a whopping four games under his belt. Did you expect him to have the kind of impact he's had this quickly?
I don't know about I expected him to have it, but we certainly are very happy with the way he's taken advantage of an opportunity to play up with Taser. And I like the energy that he's brought to our team. I like his physicality. I like his purpose. You know, he comes ready to play. And, you know, I like that intensity that in a short amount of time, he looks like he's been around for a while. I know he's been to development camps, but, you know, he did a nice job at the college level at Yale. And, you know, I think he's one of those guys that got good leadership qualities to his game as well. But he's certainly, you know, I know certain guys come in and they are a little respectful and they're waiting, you know, and they pick their spots. But I like the way he's come in here and, you know, he's looking to take advantage of a great spot and a great opportunity.
Yeah, he's willing to go to the net, as you say, physical guy. I want to ask you about the story that came out the other day, and this has kind of been an ongoing story about the Olympics. I don't know if this is something that you've spent a lot of time thinking about, but it sounds like, based on what the commissioner is saying, that the NHL won't be sending players to the Olympics next year. Is that something that you think you and fellow coaches would be in favor of, staying away from sending players next year?
We'll do whatever the league wants us to do and be respectful for that. So it's we'll see what happens. You know, there's still time there. And either way, you know, we'll do what's best for the game.
It's a great honor, but in this case in South Korea, it's multiple time zones away and a lot of adjustment involved. So, you know, it'd be okay with me if the guys could just have a little bit of time off as opposed to making it happen that way. Just so, well, you know, in case you're wondering about my vote, Coach.
If it's time off, it'd be, you know, we wouldn't have time off. We'd be playing, so.
Well, I mean, a day or two here as opposed to going over there.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's been this hot topic recently in the NBA with teams setting their stars down and sitting them for a game here or there, resting their stars. It doesn't seem to happen in the National Hockey League. Any ideas? Is that something that's even ever been discussed or thought about with your guys?
With our team, yes, we give it some consideration the last game or two, knowing that you know, you want to make sure that everybody's fresh and everybody's healthy as best you can. But we don't give it consideration to the very end. But it's game 82, and you hope you got that privilege to make that decision, or 81, and look at it like that. And we're in a position now where we want to finish as high up as we can. But at the same time, if there's a chance to back off on your top guys in the ice time department, is something you look at. But we want to make sure that and you do have that luxury of saying a guy's not 100%. You might say, hey, let's give it a rest and make sure you're get back to being full and ready and ready to go. So that's it's a situation where, you know, you got a little bit of leeway to measure that. But as far as the rest, just because it's that time of year, you know, with days off and stuff like that, we try to apply it there. And then game 82 or 81, we'll see.
It's a totally different mindset.
Oh, it's a couple of years. Hockey players are different. Yep. They want to work. Yep. They want to work. Not knocking NBA guys. It's just a different mindset. Coach, I have a great honor for you today. Mary Sandberg, the executive producer of the show, is going to ask a question. And she, other than you, is the most intimidating person in Chicago. So Mary, say hi to Coach.
Hey, Coach. I have to keep these guys in line, so they think I'm a little bit strict and scary, but that's what I do.
Playing hard. That's all we're doing.
So I have a question. When you guys send a player down, do you say, like, let's say that the player's name is Patrick. Do you say, hey, Patrick, you need to work on getting your stick on the ice? And then when he's down there, do you have people communicating back that say, hey, he's getting really good at keeping his stick on the ice, so you can bring him back up now?
We always will tell the player the situation. And when we tell him, some guys are definitely, it's always a disappointing news when they got to come in and see whether it's me and the player, or me and Stan and the player, and we'll go over what we want them to do and what's the plan. And you know, but we have multiple people watching the games giving us input and how they're playing and how they're performing and where they're at. And then when we make the decision on what we need based on our needs, you know, that player that's deserving of coming up usually gets the call. And we've got a couple guys that have been up and down this year that you know, it's been a productive experience. I thought you look at Schmaltzy, how well he's handled being here and then going down and then going another step when he came back. So it's been nice to see his progression. And we got a couple guys, three guys down there that were here this year that are playing more. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out with those guys as we're going along. But I think organizationally, those guys will be in the plans. And nice to have depth the way we do. And But we definitely get some input and got a pretty good appreciation for the progression down there and knowing that they're deserving of it when they do get the call to come back.
Yeah, and keeping your stick on the ice is a big deal. And Sandberg, I'm going to go way out on a limb here and think that this is something you're going to play for Patrick Jr.
Yes.
About not keeping his stick on the ice. And if Coach Q wants you to have your stick on the ice, you better have your stick on the ice. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. My stepson.
Can't believe you used Coach Q.
The whole time we watch his games. Now, I will say, Patrick team just won the championship. He's a squirt player.
Right.
Yeah,
so right.
Last weekend. So it's very exciting. But Pat, the whole time we're watching the game, get your stick on the ice. Get your stick on the ice.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves anyway. So that's good that you came up with the stick on the ice. You always got to have your stick.
And that's Pat Boyle.
And no pucks allowed to go through you.
There you go.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Or past you. There you go.
This is all going to be played back for Junior later today. Coach, Dallas tonight and Florida Friday night, but let's go with the Stars for now. Who are we going to be watching for on their side to keep in check?
Well, you got the Seguin-Benn combination. That's usually very dangerous, although they're on different lines tonight. We'll see how, you know, they usually get together on the power play. Sharpie coming to town. He'll be excited about that. And, you know, they're coming off a couple exciting games for themselves. They've, you know, they're playing like they got four lines. They got a little balance. They're playing hard. Look like they got a real check mentality right now in their game. They usually have a team that loves this play an offensive type game and attack, and it's been a little tighter there, so we'll see how they play tonight.
Four more on the road before you come home, and then get a few here. So have fun tonight, and thanks for the time as always.
All right, thanks guys.
Thank you.
That's Coach Q.